Brian Smith, who is going to come up and present the book, was 17 in 1976. And whereas most of his friends at that time, it was the time of punk, were picking up guitars, he picked up a camera. The book that he has put together 30 years later.
No, it's all right, I'll talk to him.
It's a record of an extraordinary time, the early 80s of London Publand. I'm not going to say any more about it, but the amazing thing about Graham's photographs is most of them have never been seen before. I think I'll leave it there. Graham Smith.
I just liked getting drunk and taking photographs. And so few of these images have ever been seen before, let alone published. I had the negatives in my loft for the last 30 years, and it's only turning 52 years ago that I thought I'd better dust them down and do something with them. The picture we have here is the boy himself, just playing George O'Dowd then. This was a coach trip down to Margate. Not sure what the locals made of him at the time. The book is split into five sections, and it starts with punk. And as John says, it was when all my mates were getting into bands and picking up guitars, I picked up a camera, bought a cheap practical camera, and punk became my muse. And with punk, for me, the message of punk was as important as the music. And that message was get up off your arse and do something. And that really is the cornerstone of this book, because everyone that I took photographs of did exactly that. Truth is, punk fizzled out after. Within a year or so, and I thought the party was over, but there was a recession going on, and London was a pretty dull place. Very few nightclubs at the time. They were either the sort of Are You Looking at My Bird type discos or very elite clubs like Tram. And as I said, all very grey. But then Steve Strange and Rusty Egan came along. That's not Steve Strange, Rusty Egan. They started a Bowie night at a Soho club called Billy's in 1978. And Billy's initially attracted a very small gang of like-minded, disillusioned ex-punks and adventurous soul boys and misfits who were looking for something different. The fashion sort of certainly moved on from punk at that point. The next bit, please. We've soon moved on to Blitz, which was probably the most well-known of these clubs. By now the gang was growing and attracting a very cutting-edge crowd. And there was an extraordinary crease of confidence amongst everyone that was down there. Everyone was doing these sort of little creative projects, and some of these blossomed onto much bigger things.